Good morning and welcome to Home Church. It is so good to see all of you with us here in the parking lot today. We are so blessed to have each and every one of you guys here. Just a couple of quick announcements this morning before we get started. We would like to remind you that our church offices are going to remain closed until June the 5th. During this time, all of our services, including this one, are going to be available on our podcast. So you can access the podcast from our church website at homechurchnv.org or homechurchnv.podbean.com. As we prepare to move into our time of giving and worship, we just want to take this time to say thank you for your faithfulness, for people who are still giving during this time frame and remaining faithful in your tithes and offerings. So thank you for that. Please continue to give online or by mailing a check in to the church. If you can't give online or mail a check, please reach out to myself, another board member, or another staff member, and we'll make sure that we make arrangements to receive those tithes and offerings. We want to do our best to make sure that your tithe and offering is received to honor God by supporting His work here at Home Church. Now, if you'll take a second, just bow your heads with me as we pray this morning. Father God, we thank you for blessing us with such a beautiful day this morning where we can gather together in our parking lot to praise and worship you, God. Lord, we ask that you bless our tithes and offerings that we bring to you today. Use these to further your kingdom, to further your work here on this earth. Father God, we thank you for your word. And we pray, Lord, that as Pastor Carlos shares this sermon with us in service today, that you fill us with your power, Lord. So that when we leave here today, that we're prepared to share your word with boldness and with effectiveness, Lord God. We pray this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Hello, everybody.
Oh, your mic's not on.
My mic's not on. All
right. Test 1, 2. If you can hear me, honk your horn. All right. Now, if you love Jesus, honk your horn. I want to wish all you mothers out there happy Mother's Day. Amen. Love you guys. Miss you guys. Here we go. God, you are so good. Hallelujah. And I'm trading my sorrows. And I'm trading my shame. I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. I'm trading my sickness. I'm trading my pain. I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. Yeah.
But not crushed, persecuted.
did not abandon, struck down but not destroyed. No, I'm blessed beyond the curse, for his promise will endure, and his joy is gonna be my strength. Though the sorrow may last for the night, joy comes in the morning. I'm trading my sorrow. If you love Jesus. Happy Mother's Day. I love what Proverbs 31 says. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellence surpasses them all. Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. Thank you. all the earth. Worship you today on Mother's Day. It's your day as well, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for gathering us here today in your name. Whether it be in this parking lot, whether it be on the hills of Africa, Lord, we praise you. And we thank you, God, for this wonderful opportunity that we can be together as a family, as your body, Lord. I would ask, God, that you anoint our pastor as he brings your word today. We thank you for your presence today, Lord. We thank you for the opportunity that we have to worship you here out in public, here out in the open, Lord, unashamed of what people might think. And Lord, we proclaim your word today. Let us hear from you, Lord. Let us receive it, Lord, with good hearts, that we would leave this parking lot changed, different than when we came in. Change our minds, change our hearts today. We give you all the praise and all the glory forever and always. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Good morning, church. Thank you. Our brother said, on the hills of Africa. It feels like I'm on a hill in Africa right now. But may his name be glorified this morning, amen? Amen. So, first of all, I just want to give a big shout out to our security team. Miss Jeannie, we also want to give a big shout out to Mark Butler for building this amazing stage, and for Luke to getting all this equipment and the radio working. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Happy Mother's Day. If you could turn your Bibles, your phones, to Proverbs chapter 31. We'll be reading out of Proverbs and some other scriptures. And I'm going to try to make this as quick as possible. I want to say thank you for coming this morning. And if you weren't able to make it to the drive-in service, if you're listening to the podcast, we want to say welcome to Home Church of the Nazarene. Proverbs 31, chapter 10, and we're going to go through 31. But before we read our scripture, I want to tell you a little story. One day there was a little girl sitting and watching her mother do dishes at the kitchen sink. And she suddenly notices that her mother had several strands of white hair sticking out in contrast of her brunette hair. And she looks at her mother and she asked, "Why are some of your hairs white, Mom?" Her mom replied, "Well, every time you do something wrong and make me cry or unhappy or don't listen to me, one of my hairs turns white." The little girl thought about it for a little bit. She got a revelation. And then she asked her mom, "Mom, why is grandma's hair all white?" Amen. Proverbs 31, verses 10 through 31. Let's read together. A wife, and I want to add a mother, a woman of noble character, who can find? She is worth far more than rubies. Her husband has full confidence in her, lacks nothing of value. She brings him good, not harm, all the days of her life. She selects wool and flax for the works of eager hands. She is like the merchant ships bringing her food from afar. She gets up while it's still night. She provides food for her family and portions for her female servants. She considers a field and buys it. Out of her earnings, she plants a vineyard. She sets about her work vigorously. Her arms are strong for her task. She sees that her trading is profitable, and her lamp does not go out at night. In her hand, she holds the distaff and grasps the spindle with her fingers. She opens her arms to the poor and extends her hands to the needy. When it snows, she has no fear for her household, for all of them are clothed in scarlet. Verse 22, she makes coverings for her bed. She is clothed in fine linen and purple. Her husband is respected at the city gate, where he takes his seat among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them, and supplies the merchants with sashes. She is clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. She speaks with wisdom, and faithful instructions is on her tongue. She watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children arise and call her blessed. Her husband also calls her blessed and praises her. Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Honor her for all that her hands have done, and let her works bring her praise at the city gate. Moms deserve to be praised today, and I would say every day, because they're always putting themselves before, they're always putting others before themselves. Amen. Mothers also know how to withstand some things, if you know what I'm talking about, like carrying you for 9 months. Their feet swelling 3 sizes bigger. Craving things like anchovies and cheesecake and pickles and peanut butter all at the same time at midnight. Or even worse, having you go get it for them, no matter what time at night. To the point where if you're a husband, you start gaining weight too. Because if mama's not happy, we all know nobody is happy. Mothers go through so much during pregnancy, and even after. It's been said, a man may work from dusk to dawn, but a woman's work is never done. Mother's Day is the perfect opportunity to stop and reflect on all the hard work that you've done. And if we were in church right now, I would have all of us stand and cheer and clap. But I just want to take this little time and this moment, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, because if we were in church, I would be giving all you mothers a big hug. But can we just honk our horns for the moms, for the women? Yes, amen. 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 Mother's Day isn't just a day for celebrating your own mother, but it's a day to celebrate women all around the world. Women who have helped you. Women who have nurtured you. There are women in your life who have spoken to you and helped you through many circumstances. Your sister, your grandmother. Mother's Day is also a day where we can thank our mother-in-law. Amen? I didn't get a horn on that one. Okay, there we go. There we go. That scared me for a second. Our mother-in-law, we thank our mother-in-law for raising up the woman that we married. Amen? If you haven't called your mother-in-law, hit your mother-in-law up today. To thank our sisters, our grandmothers. Sometimes the best way to thank a mom today or every day would be to cook a meal. I got an amen. To cook a meal for your mama, to cook the meal and then clean up after yourself. Amen. I'll take it a step further. To cook a meal, clean up, and then have her put her feet up and maybe give her a massage. Amen. Today, and every day, we should honor the women in our lives. But sometimes as men or children, it's hard to put our feelings into actions. Sometimes it's hard for us to even write a heartfelt message. Not many of us can write like Shakespeare. So what can we do for our mothers? Husbands and children, what can we do for our mothers? And I just want to say, I got to throw this out here. I was going to preach a series today, and God told me, no, today is Mother's Day, and the sermon's for them. And so this sermon is titled, Mothers, This One's For You. So husbands, what do we do for mothers? Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25, it says, husbands, love your wives, just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her. Husbands, this morning, are you loving your wife like Christ loved the church? But not only did he love the church, Christ sacrificed his life for her and gave himself for her that we may be able to have relationship. A question I have to you, husbands, do your or your wife's needs come first? Ask yourself, do I sacrifice for her, not just working a 10-hour, 12-hour day, which is good, but do I sacrifice for my wife? Do I spend time with her? Do I pray with her? Do I pray for her before she goes to bed at night? Do I read the word with her? Do I spend time with her? Christ not only came to do miracles and work, but he came that he may have relationship with you and I, his bride. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church. Women, can I get an amen? Amen, amen, amen. Children, if you're listening, children, can you see me? Can you hear me? It says in Ephesians chapter 6, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and your mother. And it says, which is the first commandment with promise. This one's with promise, that it may be well with you and you may live long on the earth. Kids, I got a question for you this morning. Do you want to live a long life? Do you want to live a long life? Because if mama's not happy, nobody is happy. Children, are you obeying your mother? When's the last time you told your mom you loved her? Gave her a hug. But not only showed her that, but by listening to her, right? Cleaning your room without her having to tell you and tell you and tell you over and over again. Amen? Cleaning your room without her asking. Or when she asks, we don't complain. Doing chores around the house. Do you listen to your mother? God says, honor your mother. Because when mom's not happy, help me out, church, nobody is happy. Amen? Amen. Even Jesus, the Son of God, Jesus Christ himself, the God who's man, who's God, who's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, Jesus himself even honored his mother. Jesus listened to his mom. Kids, I want you to hear me. If we were in church right now, you're lucky we're not in church because I'd be looking right at you. I can only see cars right now, but children, listen up. Teenagers, listen up. John chapter 2, turn there with me. John chapter 2, verse 2. Turn there with me, church, on your phones, on your, in your Bibles. John chapter 2, verse 2, it says, on the third day, there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Stop right there. There was a lot of people at this wedding, but for some reason, it points out that mama was there. When mom's there, you know something about to go down. It says, the mother of Jesus was there. Verse 2. Now, both Jesus and his disciples were invited to the wedding. And when they ran out of wine, the mother of Jesus said to him, Jesus, they have no wine. Verse 4, Jesus said to her, woman, woman, what does your concern have to do with me? My hour has not come. Church, if you ever needed proof that Jesus was the Son of God, that's proof right there, because no man tells his mother, woman, and then finishes that sentence without meeting the backhand or front hand. Amen. If you ever said woman to your mother, which I have never done that, but I'm sure you would meet Mr. Front or Mr. Back, I don't know. I know Mr. Back is pretty bad. If you ever needed proof that Jesus was the Son of God, that's your proof right there. He says, woman, what does your concern have to do with me? But what's crazy is Mary doesn't even give Jesus a chance to argue with her. She says right here in verse 5, the next verse, let's go to the next verse. The next verse, his mother said to the servants, whatever he says to you, do it. I think that's incredible. Verse 4, Jesus said to her, what does this have to do with me? Verse 5, she doesn't even argue with him. She just tells the servants, do whatever Jesus asks you to do. And then she walks away. And turns. Now, verse 5, his mother said to the servants, whatever he says to you, do it. Verse 7, Jesus said to them, fill the water pots with water. And they filled them up to the brim. So check this out. The water turns to wine, But it wasn't just any wine. It was the best wine, right? It was amazing. People were, and I say that to say this, kids. When your mom asks you to do something, remember Jesus didn't listen to his, not only listen to his mother, but he didn't do it half-heartedly. He didn't complain. He gave the best. He didn't do it half-heartedly like sometimes when mom asks you to clean your room and you shove all the clothes down under the bed. Where are my kids? That was for you. When mom asks you to do something, you just say, oh, yeah, I cleaned it, mom. I did it, and it's half-hearted. But Jesus here, he not only listened to his mom, he did it well. In verse 11, this was the beginning of signs Jesus did in Cana of Galilee and manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him. So this is what's so amazing to me, church. Whoa. I'll stay right here. Jesus is at the wedding having a good time, hanging out with his disciples. I've read some books where Jesus was maybe on the dance floor, you know, having a good time with his disciples, something. Jesus was in the corner just praying the whole time. Me personally, I think when Jesus was there, he was looking around going, wow, this is a beautiful wedding. One day I'm going to have one just like this for my bride. And his mother comes to him and says, Jesus, the wine has run out. And what's so amazing to me is here's Jesus. He's fully God. He's fully man. God in flesh. He says to his mom, what does this have to do with me? You have to understand, divinity is saying, God is saying, do you know who I am, Mary? Do you know who I am? I am and always will be. I am omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent. I am God, and besides me there is no other. And at the mention of my name, every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess that I am Lord. I am, I was, and is to come. And Mary, I created that little finger that you're pointing at me. That was divinity speaking, but humanity was saying, yes, Mom. Because even Jesus knew, if Mama's not happy, nobody is happy. Amen? Even Jesus honored his mother. Verse 7, Jesus said to them, fill the water pots with water. And they filled them up to the brim. I love this story right here because what's so amazing, moms, this is Jesus' first miracle that we know of on record. This is Jesus' first miracle that he did, and it was instigated by his mother. It was instigated by his mom. I say that to say this, mother, don't let anyone ever make you feel because you're a single mother raising your children, or maybe you don't have kids yet. Maybe you're a stay-at-home mom homeschooling the kids, or a mother who's working 40 to 50 hours a week helping to pay the bills. That God will not come through on your request, because the Jesus then is still the Jesus today who wants to listen and hear your prayer and come through on your request. Amen. Proverbs, a wife, a mother, a woman of noble character, who can find? She is worth far more than rubies. Someone once said, a mother is she who can take the place of all others, but whose place no one can take. There's no love like a mother's love. I have a story for you as we close. A mother gets on a bus with her baby. And the bus driver says, "That's the ugliest baby that I've ever seen." The mother goes to the rear end of the bus, sits down fuming, angry. The man next to her said, "What's the problem?" She said, "The driver just insulted me." The man says, "You go right up there and tell him off. Here, I'll hold your monkey for you." This is so awkward. I don't know if you guys are. What I'm trying to say is there is no love like a mother's love. I'll be honest with you. I know a lot of you think babies are cute. I think they're all ugly. I was the ugliest one. But a mother's love, there is no love like a mother's love. Amen. I want to end with this story. Who's ever heard, "Are you my mother?" It's a story of a little bird. Whose mother is on her egg, right? And she goes away, and to try to speed this story up, the little bird comes out, and there's no mom. There's no mother. And as you continue reading, the bird said he looked for her, but could not find his mother. He continues looking. And so he sees a cat and he says, "Are you my mom?" And the cat says, "No, I'm not your mother." He goes to the chicken. "Are you my mom?" "No, I'm not your mother." He goes to the dog. "Are you my mom?" He says, "No." He goes to the cow. The cow's like, "Get lost. I'm not your mom." He even goes as far as looking at a boat. "Are you my mom?" And the boat doesn't make any, there's no response. But as you continue reading, this tractor picks the bird up and drops the bird back into where it belongs. The little bird here is screaming for his life, and the tractor puts the bird back into the nest. And there's Mama. Mama comes, and she's not only there, but she has food for her baby. And I love the end of the story because it says, "You are my mother." And when I was reading this to my kids, I thought to myself, there are so many people who don't have a mom. And they're wondering, who is their mom? They have a mom, but maybe they don't have a relationship with their mom. Or maybe you are a mom and you don't have children. I want to tell you this morning, that whether you have the best mom in the world or you don't know your mom, there is a God in heaven who not only could be your father, he could be your mother. We're going to sing one last song of worship. But I want to take this time to ask, maybe you're here and you need that void to be filled this morning. You would like Christ to come into your heart and to forgive you of your sins. You would just bow your head with me real quick as we, before we sing and worship, one last song of worship and praise to our King. You just bow your head with me and repeat this prayer. If that's you and you say, I would like to receive Christ to be my Savior. Say, dear Jesus, I repent of all my sin. I ask you to forgive me. Come into my life. Come into my heart. Lord, I need you. And I thank you for who you are and what you've done. In your precious name I pray. Amen. Let's sing with our brother as he leads us into worship. Amen.
Jesus, lover of my soul. Jesus, I will never let you go. You've taken me from the miry clay, set my feet upon the rock, and now I know. I love you, and I need you. You're my only hope, I'll never let you go. You're my Savior, my closest friend, and I will worship you until the very end. Jesus, lover of my soul. Jesus, I will never let you go. You've taken me from the miry clay, set my feet upon the rock. Now I know, and I love you. I need you. You're my only hope. I'll never let you go. You're my Savior, my closest friend.
So I want to go back to the story real quick. I could proudly stand here and say there are so many women that are in this parking lot, and I would be here all day if I went through all of you. There's so many women here who are not only this scripture, but can be that light, that mother for others who don't have one. And we are so blessed to be a part of a home, a church who has mothers that women in this world can look at and say, you know, I want to be just like that when I'm grown up. Amen. A mother, a woman. Amen. She is far more precious than rubies. A mother is she who can take the place of all others, but whose place no one else can take. Folks, I just want to say thank you for joining us here this Mother's Day. My heart, my arms reach around you and each and every one of you. We love you. Thank you for being patient with us. I hope you enjoyed. God bless. Amen. One last horn for Mother's Day. Yes. So if you could all safely, we're going to leave towards the left. And if you just follow Mark, he will instruct you as we do that. Have a wonderful Mother's Day today. Thank you so very much.